You good?
Can you give me just one second?
All right. Welcome, Hopkins Junior High Jazz Band. My name is Scott Nordgren. I teach at Cabrillo College Jazz Studies, and I'll be making some recorded comments on your performance this afternoon at the Campana Jazz Festival. So good luck and have fun.
Thank you very much.
Ah, big. We could do forte a lot louder there, okay? I'm a big stickler when it comes to contrasting dynamics. That's what really makes, spikes the interest in how the band sounds, is how dynamically you can play. One da, one two da. That was a little off there at 37, I think. On the end of two, so always count one two ba, one two ba. Okay. I'm not sure if you did it. 45 is a long fall off, so you want to hold out the note to at least beat two or three. Ba, and then fall off. All right, good alto solo. Again, forte there. And the drummer can really set you up. Two before 77. One, ba-da-boom, ba-da. Okay? Really send the soloist off. Good solo. Yeah, nice playing. Oh, careful, guys. Yeah, I'd say 77 saxes. Look at that a little bit more. It's the second bar where you have a tied dotted quarter note. And then you have an eighth note. That was a little shaky there. This should be all out brass saxes. Again, this is a shout chorus, so everything should be louder. Forte, then double forte. Okay. Guys, shout chorus at 97. I just put more into it, okay? Just needs to be louder and fuller and projecting to the back wall here, okay? Otherwise, good job. It's good to see so many soloists. I encourage all of you to... solo. Now is the time, because it is a safe zone. Nobody should ever make fun of you. and it's a good time for you to learn your scales and arpeggios over the chords, chord progressions, and start improvising. It's such a great opportunity for you to do it, and you'll feel more comfortable the more you do it. But if you haven't taken a solo already, you should think about it. You know, it's a really good opportunity for you. Okay, intonation. Yeah, watch the intonation trumpets. When we have those bucket mutes, just sometimes it affects your pitch, and so you want to be really conscious of that. Okay. Good. Yeah, you have to play fuller into a mute. It's a little bit more work to keep it steady, keep the tone steady and in tune. Your trombones, the lead trombone can come out a lot more. 2 before 19. Okay. This is solo with the piano. Soli trombones. Wow. Okay. Nice alto sound. I just wish you could get the microphone closer to your bell. Okay, don't be afraid to play out. Yeah, you have such a nice tone. It'd be a shame to not be able to hear you. This song is begging for some ad lib, so. Oh, there you go. Yeah, I'd like to hear you kind of improvise a little off the melody if you can. Good. You know, you can go. Instead of holding that note, you could play a little cadenza. But nice tone, alto. That's the biggest part, and it's could be bigger. Okay, tempo. Good. I wasn't sure if the bass played the last note with the piano, but that sounded pretty good. I like it. Guys, at the end there was a little bit messy. I'm 43 on. Just be careful again when you crescendo. Tendency is to speed up and quarter notes. That's just deadly when to the pulse and the tempo if you speed up on quarter notes in a ballad. So subdivide 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and I guarantee you, you'll always have your quarter notes in the right place. And I was thinking of the saxes at 45. It's a good example because you're getting louder and the tendency is to speed up or rush. When you get soft, what is it? It's the opposite, right? You tend to slow down. And those are the two like pitfalls for dynamics. with tempo. Tempo's got to be consistent and not manipulated in any way, just right on. Got to be right in the pocket. Supposed to speed up at 5. It feels like, guys, we kicked it up in another gear. That's kind of interesting. One ba da ba 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 da. The intro could be up to that tempo, I think. Don't rush those quarter notes. That's what I was talking about before. See how I'm behind you? That's because you guys are rushing the capped quarter notes. Measure 26, measure 30, measure 22, for example. Good job, trombones. Yeah. Nice alto solo. Again, good sound. I like your sound. Kind of feel the end of these kind of rushing a little bit too. The bop, 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 bop. Yeah, careful with solely sections where you're all playing unison. Yeah, intonation problems. Just like the intro. Yeah, I'm still feeling a little bit rushed at times. But it's usually quarter notes. Oh, and we're rushing the half note. Half note first ending, half note second ending. Ba ba do da. Okay? Just rushing it a little bit. Well in tune, everything, saxes. Remember, keep it right on the beat. Bump, 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 bump. All right. Good job, guys. It was a pleasure to listen to you today. I hope some of my comments were helpful. You're doing a good job. Just keep up on improving dynamic levels. And then Some of the background issues with soloists, just being more consistent with your background figures at all times, and dynamics, you know, with the background figures, whether you're too loud or too soft. Some unison lines were had trouble with intonation, but for the most part, the band sounded really good. Okay. I enjoyed it, and have a good rest of the day at the Campana Jazz Festival.